Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion we're talking about today, the demonic destruction and delusion of society. We're witnessing a changed world, a statement made by a Fox News anchor this morning. We're living in a totally different world today. And ladies and gentlemen, this 14-year-old that killed 4 people and wounded 9 others, already having been indicted, and within 36 hours of his being arrested for the shooting, his father, as of this morning, at about 7 o'clock, 7:30, was indicted also and charged with murder. Here's the article. Historic case, father of the 14-year-old school shooting suspect charged with murder. Colin Gray, 54-year-old, the father of accused Appalachia High School shooter Colt Gray, 14, enters the Barrow County Courthouse for his appearance on September the 6th, 2024. Georgia's officials charged the father of the suspected Appalachia High School gunman with 2 counts of second-degree murder Thursday, the most severe charges ever filed against the parent of an alleged school shooter. The arrest came less than 36 hours after two students and a pair of teachers were both gunned down. The AR-15 style rifle that investigators allege the man allowed his 14-year-old son to possess. Along with murder, Colin Gray, 54, was charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 8 counts of cruelty to children. His son, Colt Gray, has been charged with 4 felony counts of murder, etc., etc., etc. So the question is, 2-3-fold, what are we witnessing? What caused, I think, the most promulgating fact that needs to be analyzed and answered, what caused the 14-year-old to shoot these people? Did he just wake up one morning and decide, I'm going to shoot some people? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it will eventually come out this young lad was on some type of psychotropic drugs. I believe, number one. Number two, I believe there's the high potential that he was not raised in a Christian family with spiritual moral values. Number three, I can simply sit here and say I believe a large portion of the blame should be on the shoulders of the educational system in our schools that allow the promulgation and the proliferation of raw pornography on the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to be taught and impressed in the hearts and the lives of these kids. With everything goes, no holds barred, and the loosey-goosey mindset that you live as you please, etc., etc., with immoral, ungodly, unholy, anti-God things that's being taught in our public school. If you believe further, let me say this. Perhaps you've not heard it stated. If you have a child in the public schools, my recommendation is either find a homeschool or mother teaching or grandparents teaching. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks to wonderful technology, every now and then it intervenes and decides what you're going to do and what you can't do. I apologize for the delay. Our system had a blink in it. We're back up and everything going. I believe before our going out, we had a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Okay. I didn't know whether it was me or not. This is Bill Ford. I'm Pastor Grace Baptist in Jacksonville. I just
Brother
wanted
Ford,
an awful
good to hear
thought.
Good to hear from you again.
Well, thank you, sir. It was. I just wanted an offer a thought about these things that you're talking about, this young man that shot and killed these people there. There was an article in the news yesterday concerning Kamala Harris where she was visibly frustrated concerning this situation. And I made a comment concerning it as to why there is no visible frustration or concern about abortion. Well, as soon as my comment was printed, it came back and said, your comment cannot be published. And my thought is this, how can we expect any less from our children when the adults are legally allowed to kill babies without any reprisals, whatever? This young lady can go down to the abortion clinic.
Dr. Ford, you're spot on and exactly right. Good analysis, by the way. If we have killed, what is it, 73 million babies since Roe versus Wade in 1973, and now the major push in most blue states, the major push that the candidates are running on is that we're going to give you the right for women's health care, and that's a code for we're going to give you the right to murder your child right up to the time of delivery. And so that makes a good point and a good illustration, I believe, that you brought up. If that is being seen, heard, and embraced by the teenagers in school, let's just use the term teenagers, and they believe that life is worthless, then what's the point in worrying about them going out and shooting? Why should Kamala Harris and others be uptight and worried and concerned about a 14-year-old shooting 13 people, 4 dead and 9 are in the hospital? Why should they be concerned about it? They're not concerned about the millions. What is it? Something like 12 or 15 million each year. I forgot the number. It's astronomical that the lives are being crushed out at the murder clinics called abortion.
Well, as well, I just had the thought. Everybody's concerned about this, and I don't condone what this young man did. As far as I'm concerned, what God teaches, that he shed innocent blood, he ought to pay with his life. And my personal opinion is it ought to be quickly. I believe that would be a lesson for this this country as well and for young people. But I don't know and don't understand how we can expect less from our children when they're being taught by the adults, and then the adults come back and with all this thing, they're frustrated about this kind of thing. It is just mind-boggling, and you're absolutely right. We are being governed by devils, and this is entire thing is demonic. I just wanted to offer that. I don't usually call, but I just wanted to offer that as a thought, hopefully and prayerfully somebody would listen to it. Lord bless
you,
brother.
Dr. Davis, thanks. Thank you, Dr. Ford. Thank you so much. And I pray that your church is doing well. And I pray that each of us keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, give me the question or comment, please.
Yes. If the state of Georgia can charge the parents of the teenager who did the shooting, the parents didn't shoot, but they are responsible for the teenager. If that is so, why can't the state of Florida, our state attorney or secretary of state, whatever it is, charge Biden for all the rape and murder American citizens by illegals? Because Biden is responsible for the illegals getting here. In the same way that the parents of the teenager in Georgia are responsible for the killing of the innocent people.
Derby, you're exactly right. And one of the things that the bleeding heart liberals have been wanting to do for years. They want to go back and be able to charge the gun manufacturer. If anybody gets killed with a weapon manufactured by them, they want to charge the manufacturer for it. Just as now, if a car with a drunk driver hits somebody, then you have some of the ambulance chasing attorneys that want to file suit against the manufacturer of the vehicle. It makes as much sense, but yet that's what they're attempting to do. They're saying that they're guilty by being the parent of that child. Now, there's got to be a problem in the future if we keep on doing the linkage like that. Now, this is the second case in the history of America. The other was 5 months ago in Michigan, where the parents were charged and tried and sentenced. And the sentence is 10 to 15 years in federal prison for being the parent of the shooter. And yet, we have Debbie, what are your thoughts in relationship to that? We've taken God out of the classroom, taken prayer out of the classroom, taken the Bibles out of the classroom, and yet we have the push for the sodomite agenda in the classroom. We have the push to hate America in the classroom. We have the push for anything that's anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-morals, and that push is being now promulgated and shown in the lives and the hearts of these children that are being brought up today, and then wanted to charge the parents with that as the responsibility of that. What is your take on it? How should this be handled? What is the end result? And you've heard me say before, if we're going to do that, we need to make a law that will make it illegal to have a pencil, because the pencil is responsible for me failing on an exam. If that's the case, we need to outlaw cars, because the car is the one that killed the person with the drunk driver. It is the one that pulls the trigger that is responsible, in my most humble opinion. What say you?
Well, I would like to expand my accusation or my idea to all the state attorneys throughout the country. They should be charging Biden because he allowed the illegals to come into the country. So Biden is responsible for the illegals, so he's responsible for their crimes. Now, I would like to add this to the school system. In Jacksonville or anywhere, a child misbehaves, well, the parents should be charged or should be responsible for the misbehavior of that teenager or pre-teenager, whatever, because they're the ones responsible for that kid. So charge the parents, find the parents, and then maybe they'll have better discipline for their children.
All right, I've got the other side of the coin, Derby, and I'll take another moment of your time and let you go. What if that parent had done everything possible in training that child, disciplining that child, and yet because of drugs and or because of what's being taught in the classroom or because of an anti-God approach in society in general and watching murder by way of abortion, what if that parent's done everything possible and still that child is a renegade and does that? How should the parent be charged? What should the parent be charged with? I understand exactly what you're saying about the parental responsibility, but it is very, very clear that we've got a boy here, just as the one in Michigan, where disavowed, disobeyed, and refused to follow parental authority and direction. Now, I don't know if that's the case here or not, but we're on a major slippery slope when we do that, because all they got to do is have the transition that the car manufacturer is responsible, the gun manufacturer is responsible, everybody's culpable because that shooter killed somebody. Do you see the slippery slope?
Well, I think that every case should be consider individually. If the parents did their best but the kids still misbehaved, don't charge the parents. But if they didn't do it, then they are responsible. And I would like for parents to pay fines when their children misbehave in the public schools and disrupt the discipline in the whole classroom.
Well, it goes back to, and you're hitting the nail on the head, goes back to, as Dr. Davis and I were talking just a few minutes ago, and I'm still under 100 years old, but when I was in the classroom in school, if I disobeyed the teacher, I got a whipping from my mother. If the teacher spanked me and she had the responsibility and the right at that time to do so, then I got another spanker and I got home. Today, discipline is not a word that's used in the classroom, in the public school system at all. And many times today, discipline is not on the tongue of any parent. Just let that child grow up Wait until he's 18. Let him decide what he wants to do about his spirituality. Let him decide if he wants to go to church, et cetera, et cetera. And yet my Bible says, train up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he will not have departed from it, Proverbs 22:6. So it's the proper training of the child, both by the parents and in the school educational system, that I believe has been flung out the window today in our society. So it causes me to think that the major thing we need to do now, Derby, is keep praying, keep looking up, and make sure that the next 60 days we vote for Donald Trump to prayerfully ask God to intervene and redirect the trajectory and the direction of our nation before it's eternally too late. Derby, thank Amen. You so much for your call. Go ahead.
Amen.
Thank you for your call.
And,
God
and
bless
then,
you.
Dr. Youngblood, another thing I was just thinking about, you know, why would we necessarily need a law in place before we recognize a red flag?
Mm-hmm.
Just to call it a red flag law. Anything that's out of context with an individual is a red flag.
That's right.
So when we consider, going back to what you said, the way that families have raised their kids to know better, and a lot of them do know better than what they're doing. They wait until they leave home and get to school and other places, and they commit these acts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you and I were coming along, if we went out there and act up, and we were out in the shopping center, wherever you act up at, mm-hmm. that's where mom and daddy tore your
family up. A double whammy right there.
So, again, this is not happening. So, to think that we need a red flag law in place just before we recognize a red flag, we got a saying in this country right now, if you see something, say something.
Well, you know, Dr. Davis, you touched on the red flag. You know, in the state of Georgia, there's no red flag laws. 16 other states, including the state of Florida, have it. And I'm adamantly opposed to it because it's an infringement on our Second Amendment rights. And for our listeners' edification, the red flag law allows a disgruntled neighbor, a friend that becomes an enemy, one that is your employer and decides he doesn't like you anymore, to pick up the telephone, call, and say, so-and-so, Johnny has a gun. He's walking down the sidewalk. He's dangerous for himself, dangerous for others. The judge can issue a warrant. The police can pick you up, confiscate your weapon without any opportunity for a trial, but automatically take your weapon. Then you've got to go through thousands of dollars and multiple months or years to get your weapons back, to get your constitutional rights back, and it costs you thousands of dollars to do so. That is an illegal, unconstitutional law that's presently in 16 states. I commend the state of Georgia for not having a red flag law. I commend the leadership in Georgia for not having a red flag law. That is an infringement on the rights of every citizen in Georgia to keep and own and bear arms, which is a constitutional Second Amendment right without infringement. Any law, any regulation that causes a citizen not to be able to keep and carry a weapon is an infringement on the Second Amendment rights. I'm a Second Amendment rights guy. I'm a constitutional rights. I believe that we need to look at our 27 amendments and recognize what our founding fathers has given us through the edification of the Word of God in their lives and codified in our Constitution. I believe it's time we get back to a constitutional republic with the representative form of government. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. This morning as I was coming to work, I listened to a show, and the host is decidedly conservative. He was mentioning that this young man that did the shooting in Georgia, the 14-year-old, that he had been on the FBI had actually made contact with this young man about a year ago concerning social media posts that he had put in about shooting at the school. And I think at the time he was attending a middle school. I don't think he was in the high school at that time where this occurred the other day. However, so they went and interviewed him. And local law enforcement said that there was, because at that time there had been no crime committed, and therefore they didn't take any action, okay? However, he's on, I can almost guarantee that I do concur with you. We're going to find out he's on some kind of psychotropic meds. As a result of the FBI incident, possibly. You know, maybe he was recommended to get counseling. A lot of times these psychologists, psychiatrists, they will immediately want to put you on meds instead of dealing with, you know, the actual problem. So I can almost guarantee that that was a factor in this.
That is correct.
And they almost always, when talking about the father, if I had had a child that had had a propensity or had been in trouble about this, I would certainly not have had any guns in his, where he could have gotten to them, is what I would say. And not one that I owned, anyway. I mean, you can't always guarantee what a child is going to be able to get in another home or through a friend or whatever. You know, we just don't really know. But at the same time, I'm always amazed that the FBI, you know, they track down so many people to do with the January 6th situation. And one thing that the host was mentioning this morning on the radio show I was listening to, this is what I'm getting around to, was that, I mean, this one woman was prosecuted because she went into the Capitol building, and the FBI, of course, stormed her home middle of the night. She's now in jail for 2 years. I think that was her sentence. And she, the poor thing was on a walker. She was probably like 70 years old. They seem to manage to track down people that actually don't intend any harm or do anything nefarious. And then we have situations like this where this young man, obviously, he's got some home problems, some mental issues. Maybe he's not being looked after by the parents in the way that he should be or monitored in the way. I compare this person to when I was 14. When I was 14, I was very childlike compared to 14-year-olds now. And I don't know. I just feel like we've, and I totally agree with you about the red flag laws. I don't think that that's right either, but I don't really
That's not an answer to it. And Miranda, if I could jump in for a moment, it was May of 2023 that he posted that he wanted to go to the school and shoot everybody to the school. The FBI came into the picture. The FBI remanded it to the GBI. The GBI then remanded it to the local sheriff's office, which was in a different county to where the boy lives at the present time, and it wound up being put on the shelf as having no value. I've got the transcript of that interview by the GBI with that lad at 13 at the time, and they simply failed to carry out the laws that's already on the books, and yet we keep talking about more laws and more laws and more laws, and they failed. I contend that it's the official's responsibility, not in this case the parent's responsibility, though there may be some responsibility there. But if the FBI, the GBI, the local sheriff's office knew that he was a potential danger, we talk about red flag. That's a gigantic red flag, as Dr. Davis just mentioned a moment ago. They did nothing about it. So the blame should be on the law officials for doing so. You know, just a couple of years back, there was a major shooting where the individual was under the radar of the FBI, and nothing was done, and yet he shot several people, and then all of a sudden, whammy, it's somebody else's fault. But we have laws that are not being enforced, not being carried out. We have illegals coming into the country that can go into apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado, bang the doors down with their long weapons, and rob the people, force the people to pay rent to them. It's some of the Venezuelan gangs that's coming in, and nothing is being done. We can have rioters in the streets burning police headquarters, shooting police, burning down property, and Tim Walz will say that's just angry people because the society is not going the way they like for it to, and Kamala Harris bailing them out and not wanting to run for president. So we have an upside down system. So the question must be asked, what is causing it? It is a demonic delusion that is destroying, dividing, and causing the fall of our nation unless we're very, very careful. It deserves our prayer and our concern going out, heartbreak for the family members of those that were killed and for the family now that's being decimated as a result of the 14-year-old's actions. Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for your call. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at a verse here, Proverbs 13:1. A wise son heareth his father, and notice their father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not the rebuke. And then I find, let's see if I can find it in the what is it? The Proverbs 17:25. If you got Proverbs 17:25, read that for us.
A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bear him.
So what are we seeing today? Notice what it says. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bear him. In Proverbs 19:18, we read these words. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. In fact, Dr. Davis, I say if you beat him with a rod, he'll not surely die, even though it might sound like it.
Amen.
There are a lot of parents today that say, I'm not going to spank my child. I'm not going to discipline my child. And that is one of the problems, a lack of discipline in our nation, morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, and doctrinally. As a result of that, we need to recognize the fast track that we're on. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, our closing thoughts and suggestions for what we're saying today and wanting us to understand is we need to realize that we need to put the Ten Commandments back in the classrooms. We need to put the Bible back in our classrooms. We need to allow our teachers and our kids to pray in the public classroom. We need to let American flags be flown and recognize what God has given us and do the pledge to the flag. We need to allow the Christian chaplains to be in our schools to witness and reach out to the sons and daughters before they go beyond the point of any retrieval or any help. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the air. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving San Marco at 91.7.
Her name is Jenny, and maybe like you, she and her husband got tired of their health care getting more and more expensive, so they did it. They went with MediShare.
We signed on with MediShare in March, had a really great experience. It was super easy to get going.